Thank you. We do have director's response to the public comment, and there is also an announcement regarding one of our members. So, go ahead.
Yes, this is for those who don't know and those who did not receive the list from the secretary, from the National Board Secretary, and we knew here, is that this, had John Wenger been here today, would have been his last meeting because he was seated in August of 2009. And so, therefore, he is officially termed out. I've got to say, I've served with him both on the Governance National and on Governance Local, and he's been very positive. He and I have worked on many a motion in those areas, and we've gotten along very well and produced a lot of good things. So, John, this would have been his last meeting. As I said, we'll have the next alternate seated at the next meeting. But also there will be I want to announce, we'll need to have an election of LSB members to fill his seat on the committees at the PMB that he sat on. Governance was one of them, and I don't know if he sat on any other committee, but I will look that up and we'll send it out to the LSB.
It is not election, though.
No, an election. So governance and elections, as far as we know. But John, if you're hearing or when this is posted, thank you again for serving.
Yes,
thank you.
God's heard from you. God's heard John Wenger.
Move forward to our treasurer's report. A minute, please.
Okay, this is a judge report on LSB expenses. There were no LSB expenses this month. I will say that I did sit at the event with Max Blumenthal, and I'm still in the process of getting a final financial report on that, and we're trying to get a final financial report from the fundraiser last December for the Studio A project.
Thank you.
Can I just make a comment?
Director, response, public comment.
Yeah, for the public comment, in terms of, you know, how to do, like, the problem that we are having financially. So one of the things that we started to do too is that we're going to start doing events at KPFK, you know, most probably every 2 months. So we are trying to now launch, you know, a kind of rock concert with Pantan Underground, you know, and, you know, different groups like that. You know, like having, like, maybe rock, Chicanos, and, you know, Latin America, and then rap, you know, things like that. So those who want to be part of this effort, you know, I mean, can join us, you know, and promote them and everything. So, and we were talking with some, you know, like Dylan too, trying to make maybe a brown and black, you know, rock concert, you know, in terms of things like that.
Yeah.
So that's basically, we're going to start to do it, like maybe every 2 months, have, you know, one event at KPFK, different events, political theater and stuff like that. So whoever wants to help, you know, welcome, you know, talk to me or come to the registration.
To promote it.
Yes. Thank you. And then, you know, it's opening, you know, we already talked to the GM, and he's okay with that, and so good.
Yeah. If I can also quickly respond, if there's no more response, public comment from the directors. I just wanted to say thank you for the comment also regarding educators. I did make an announcement in the beginning, you know, it seems like there's a lot of difficult times for a lot of people, and even in my classroom when I go in there, I think the students can sense it. And so the feedback, you know, it kind of ends up managing it. And maybe I walked in with some high hopes as adults that maybe we can kind of do the same thing here today. So if it continues to go out of bounds, I just hope that, you know that the youth can give respect, you know, when somebody's conducting is, or people are having difficult times in the room. You know, you pull yourself together and you do your part. So if we can just go ahead and finish the meeting with that spirit, that'd be really helpful because the youth are doing it. So, the next one is the hate speech motion. And do people have a copy of that? We've got 20 minutes on this item, and then we've got public comments.
Did you overlook the other motions?
No, it's the next one on the agenda.
Roman numeral 7.
We've done the treasurer's report, and this is a long-awaited motion.
yeah, but there's one from December.
Excuse me.
We're not on that item yet, sorry. We're not doing all the motions at once, Bella.
I just need members that you have public comment after. Public comment is after. Please don't present this meeting. Thank you.
Sorry.
So, did you want to read the motion?
Yeah, I mean, I think we usually have a 4 o'clock adjournment time. Is this?
No, the time. This is. We have a lot. No, we don't.
We don't have a time certain on this meeting.
This meeting is 210 minutes. We do not have. We did not have an agenda. We did not have an adjournment time.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's it.
Okay. Can we read the motion before? You have a point of
order. I mean, it was listed at.
Are you have a point of information? You have a point of order. You have one.
Point of order.
Point of order, Glenn.
I mean, it was listened from 1 to 4. I move to we extend it 20 minutes to deal with the hate speech motion.
We were not at a time certain.
Well, I don't know. What was the point was, what was announced on the...
That the meeting started at 1 p.m.
No, not here.
It ended at 4.
What is posted? That we're under CPB criteria. What is posted on the... website.
On the website.
Well, both posted. This agenda is posted at the website, too.
Oh, can we go ahead and read this while we look up the information?
Okay. Okay. Is it a 1 to 4 meeting?
Can we look up online? Mr. Kaya, would you want to read your motion, please? So in the meantime, we're going to get the time stuff. We'll handle that after the motion is read, and then we'll make sure it's by 4 o'clock. We'll find that out after the motion.
You don't have a 4 o'clock time certain in the agenda.
There is. That's what it's
we're looking at.
Agenda is not relevant.
Mr. Pryor has the floor.
Words matter. KKK will not condone, encourage, nor welcome any speech that expresses hostility to persons of any nation, creed, gender, sexual preference, race, ethnicity, on the basis of their identity. This is distinct from KKK's strong support for the right to critique positions or actions of any people, organizations, nations, or group of nations that advocate for change. To this end, KKK General Manager shall develop a written policy for all programmers with clear guidelines and defined sanctions for programmers who deliberately violate this policy either directly or by deliberate guest proxy. KBK will accept no claims of religious exemption to this policy.
Michael, do you want to move to the substitute that we passed in governance? It's right about below it.
Or you can go with this one if that's fine.
Point of information, has this been seconded, or what is the status of this motion?
This motion was referred pending to the Governance Committee, and there's a substitute from the Governance Committee.
Someone needs to move it if you want to move it.
If you want to move it,
it's in everybody's agenda on page 3.
Someone read it out loud?
I can read it.
Or someone, if anyone's going to move it, if not.
I'll read it out loud. The KPFK LSB requested station management report to the board on or before the August 2015 LSB meeting on the station's on-air hate speech prevention policy. This report may be delivered orally or in writing. If the LSB determines that the station lacks an effective on-air hate speech prevention policy, the LSB shall draft such a policy to the Governance Committee, or a new on-air hate speech prevention policy task force shall draft the policy. The assigned committee shall deliver drafts of the policy for review and discussion at the September and October LSB meetings. The final draft will be voted on at the November LSB meeting. The approved policy shall be delivered to station management immediately thereafter. I don't think I was at that meeting, so.
Was the initial motion seconded?
Well, it was postponed.
Yes, the original motion.
Okay.
Is that an addendum in addition to, or is that a motion?
Is that an addendum or is that a substitute?
Substitutes.
It's a substitute motion, that's right. Ms. Coffin,
Kim's right. We need to extend.
Yeah, Yes.
We were not answered.
Yes.
On the web.
Oh, okay. On the website. Okay.
On the KPFK website,
so you
it says 4 o'clock.
Then.
Sir.
Point of information. Are there minutes from that governance committee meeting where this
Ms. Dr. Wenger is not here right now.
There are minutes.
Mr. Secretary.
I owe John
Can I email them to you?
Yeah.
Okay. And Ms. Kaufman, Secretary, said it was announced that the meeting would go till 4 p.m.
Yes. So there's
a couple motions on the floor. There's a regular motion, there's a substitute for the regular motion, and there's a motion to extend time.
The motion to extend time is first.
Was there an amount of time?
20 minutes?
She said 15,
I thought. Oh, 15?
20? Okay, 20 minutes.
Ms. Kaufman, your motion was
What's on the agenda for this
20 minutes.
It's 20 minutes for the item.
Okay.
It's your motion, so what you... Okay, 20 minutes. Is there a second? Mr. Reyes seconded?
No, there is. Okay.
And is there any objection to extending for 20 minutes? There's no... You're objecting? No.
No.
Okay.
No.
There's no objection. Okay.
Okay,
so we're on for 20 minutes. Ms. Brazon was next, in fact. And then Mr. Lawrence, and then we'll come back here, because you've already spoken.
I didn't hear at the meeting any objection to the original motion. It was just... This was just a procedural thing. There is a policy that extends... That exists about on-air policy in this kind of speech. And so we thought first we should have it in front of us, what that policy is. And, make it tighter, make it stronger, make it more relevant, make it to include... Some of the things, the issue that you initially reported to the LSB, to include those kinds of situations, and a process beyond that. There needed to be I know what I have commented, there needed to be a complaint process that is known by all of the paid and unpaid staff, so that your situation wasn't left on the side of the road, as it were. So I think that was a sentiment. There was no objection to the original motion. So I think if we follow this, we'll have the motion, then we can say, oh, look, it's a good policy, but let's improve it this way, but within this timeline that's in the motion.
Okay. It was Mr. Lawrence, and then Ms. Reyes.
Yeah, so I just want to go on record as supporting that we do something. Like yesterday, it should have been done. And I just want to go on record that I support us having a policy in place, because I also been in the position of being offended because of where I come from and because of my people. I support this. And I think all of us in good conscience should be able to support something like this has been placed forward, notwithstanding what Lydia already had mentioned, that that we do need to see everything that's on the books. If there's anything on the books, we have the GM here who could maybe respond now or come back tomorrow or whatever. But something needs to happen very fast.
So right now we're taking a discussion on the substitute motion. Is there any objection to the committee's motion brought forward?
Anything is better than nothing, as far as I'm concerned. This is fine for 5 months.
I thought you said anything is better than because it's been 5 months.
Anything is been 5 months, so I think anything is better than nothing. And continue to hear hate speech while I'm in the station.
Okay.
And it creates an atmosphere that really lets my people feel like it's a hostile workplace. And just our reputation at KPFK, at least on my demographic, of being not a great station to listen to. And I know there are a lot of other minorities that are slammed on the air, too. So anything we can do, I'll be up for.
So there is one in place already. And
there is?
Is there one? You were saying there was one in place?
I'm getting confused
because
when
he
was saying
he doesn't object to it. Like,
okay,
no,
you don't object to the substitute, the timeline.
If you can't find one, it's irrelevant. I mean, maybe there is somewhere, but if Zulu couldn't find one in 5 months of looking, how helpful was it?
Right.
Point of information.
In this comment?
Why if there is one, as Lydia suggests, where is it? Why hasn't that been uncovered in this period of time? Where is it?
Is that a question to the board? Question through the chair, please. Question through the chair. Let's keep this. Go ahead, Ms. Bazan.
So we have an on-air policy, and we did ask the former general manager, and now when we pass this motion, it will go to the current general manager that's been in place for a month, and we will find out what the on-air policy is about these issues. Then we can say, oh, you don't have it, you don't mention it, or it's not sufficient, or it was a motion that was passed a long time ago and isn't in place, whatever the issue is, but we have to have something in front of us.
Well,
the station has an on-air policy. We need to see it.
Where is it?
Excuse me.
My question is, where is this policy?
That's what we plan to bring to you when we have the next meeting. If management cannot produce one and the program director, we will report that also and then implement the original motion. Thank you.
My concern is the last story is 5 months and he didn't come up with.
Well, this says if it doesn't do it in a month, we still make our own.
More months.
Yeah, well, this has a time thing right in it.
So the difference is that, well, the second part, it gives a timeline on finding that and implementing?
Yes, that's it.
Right, but that's a substitute motion. Okay. So, Ms. Kaufman?
Well, I'd like to make another substitute that, or an amendment. I'd like to make an amendment to that.
Amendment to the substitute or amendment to the...
Yes.
Okay, amendment to the substitute, which
that
is below here. Okay.
Steve's motion be enforced until the rest of this gets done. Otherwise, we're going to never get it done. So that Steve's motion is policy unless or until something else can be devised or found.
Okay, so your amendment to the substitute motion is to add on that the original motion is added on?
Operative.
It is operative.
Until the rest of the motion can be acted on.
Okay.
All the other stuff, finding the other policy, having all these meetings, having a blah, 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 creating a new policy. Until that happens, which could be another, you know, 6 months or
so, I'm wondering, so are you...
Then his policy is in effect until that happens.
Okay. That makes sense.
Nobody had objections to his policy. Let's get it going until...
Is there a second to the amendment?
Mr.
Novick?
Novick?
Mike? Second. Yeah.
Okay. Is there any objection to the amendment to the substitute motion from the governance committee?
For the information. The amendment that you're speaking of is the one that Ms. Kaufman
gave. Yeah. Ms. Kaufman is amending the substitute motion from the governance committee to actually add the original motion as part of it. And that would become then the main motion if the substitute amended motion goes through. Okay. How would it work?
I ask if there's any objection to her amendment to the substitute.
Oh, yeah, she's just amending.
Yeah, and it's been seconded, so now we need to vote on her amendment to the substitute. Or are you
asking? Is there any objection to the amendment to the substitute motion from the governance committee? Okay, there's none. Is there any objection to the substitute motion becoming the main motion?
As amended.
As amended? Okay, great. There's no objection. Thank you. Yes, Mr. So the motion passes as amended.
Are we saying that the first part of this now is we put this into effect?
The first part, and then with the guidelines?
Both parts.
Both parts are all into effect, yes. Mr. Reyes.
So I'd like to make a motion that we populate a waiver committee.
That is on our new business, and since we had
I just want to get to that.
Just pass as substitute as amended by Ms. Kaufman, please. Yes, to pass. We do have.
So this is new business. We're on new business. We're whatever.
Okay, well, we'll do new business and public comment, and we're.
Before we look at the waivers, we have to form a committee.
Okay. this is the time to form the committee.
Yeah.
Is there a second to his motion?
Is there a second to Mr. Reyes' motion to form a committee for the waivers?
Point of information. This is out of order.
No, we're on the next. We're going in. We've got new second. Business. It's just not printed on here, new business.
Okay.
And then we have to do public comment. Yeah. Because you had extended time, so thank you. So we're going to finish this part up.
Point of order.
Ms. Kaufman?
I extended it to deal with Steve's
right,
motion.
But we have.
I extended it to deal with Steve's motion.
Extended for 20 minutes, so we have
to deal okay, with okay, excuse me. We're moving forward. We're handling this. We've got time in the meeting. So you want to cancel business appropriate? You brought waivers in. Let's handle that business while we got a quorum.
Where's that about waivers?
It's about waivers. She wants to cut the meeting short. Mr. Pride.
Quick question for the audience, for some of us who are not familiar with this. Can you explain the waiver process and what the committee will be doing?
The bylaws provide for waivers to the general requirement that listener sponsor members either donate $25 or 3 hours of volunteer time in the event that people cannot fulfill either of those but agree with the Pacifica mission. There is provision for waivers on a case-by-case basis by the LSB for people who apply for that, and so that's what we have to handle before the 26th so they can be incorporated into the role of members.
Thank you. Mr. Reyes?
Yes, so I'd like to motivate my motion.
Okay, to form a committee?
And form a committee to deal with the waivers.
Okay, is there a second for Mr. Reyes' motion?
Second.
Okay, Mr. Garcia, you have one?
Well, I think it's
good.
I think everybody understands now what we have to do to look at the waivers and see if we're going to approve it or not. And I think we need to form henceforth so we can begin to do that, whether we do that here today or we set a time and a date, you know, to come together as a committee to look at the waivers. That's what we've done traditionally.
I think it was a couple of years ago because we haven't had elections. How do you form that committee? We were
and usually the chair
goes on it.
Chairs the committee.
Okay.
Point of information.
Okay, and here. Yes, Ms. Hoffman?
I just want to be called on that.
Okay, go ahead.
The chair is not part of that committee necessarily.
I was on that committee 2 years ago.
The last time I was on the committee, Don White was the chair.
That's fine.
Don White chaired the committee.
That's cross-talk.
Fine. There have been other committees, that before you were on the board, there was the chair was not.
Comment to the chair.
Well, I've been at this.
Excuse me, comment to the chair. Please comment through the chair. Thank you. Okay, it will facilitate. Thank you, Mr. Novick.
Are we saying that this committee will then exercise the power of the LSB to approve the waivers?
We could do that, or we could come back to the LSB, which will be late. It will be next month, and their deadline would have passed. That's why we need to be expedient.
Yes.
Expedient as possible.
Can we, and our, we've been on the committee together before, did we do a vote on it?
Yeah.
Rebecca, how did you get that?
I would suggest that we just do it now, since we have no time. And I mean, it will be extremely difficult to find out whether every person has, the characteristics that are needed to be waived or not. By the time we kind of do the research and everything, we're going to take about 2 years maybe. So why don't we just do it now? I don't think we have that many. And it's a good practice too, because it hasn't been done, I think last time we tried to do it, voting or something or whatever. So if we have some waivers now, I would just ask, bring them over and then we just decide. We don't have to spend more time now. We are on it, so we can do it right away.
I would also without taking too much of the time, this is really important. These are our members who cannot be here at this meeting. These are the ones who have signed up and taken the time to show their commitment, either from their disability or from their place where they cannot reach us, but they support us. And for us to not include them into this meeting and to not make the time to form a committee to support them as voter members, I mean, if we are not including those, we include everybody. And they are trying to be here, you know, also on paper. We must take this time right now while we have quorum.
That's right.
So, board
on information training, I think this has to be done. Does it have to be done behind closed doors?
Before the committee, the formation of the committee, with the procedure.
No,
is
committee.
There,
just
voted. No. What they're saying
would I
be,
move that.
Move was for us to vote.
Oh, but instead of forming this committee,
yeah,
there's also isn't there also a isn't there also a staff that's at the seat?
No, that's what she brought.
Oh, that's from Cookie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, from I don't know.
Cookie gave it to Terry Guy who gave it.
Okay, so that's a step. So can we go ahead and approve them now?
Yeah.
Without. Okay, so those are all the waivers. Got it, got it. Let's go ahead and. They're part of our.
We have the waivers here.
Let's
we
go.
Have the waivers here.
So let's do it right now.
Let's do it right now. Please.
Is that what was in the envelope?
Yeah. These are the waivers. These are the members that can't even make it here right now.
Where's the envelope?
I think Kim is looking at
it here.
Oh, okay.
Is that all the waivers we have? Is anybody who files?
No, Lawrence has two more waivers there. That's what yeah, why I'm asking. They all need to be in one place. And the secretary should have them.
Yeah, secretary needs to have them, please.
Two of those waivers I submitted.
Bella, yeah.
Scotland, could you turn those into the secretary?
Can I get a copy of these, please?
If you're...
Later.
Well, are you guys going to vote on them now? Because they need to circulate. Everyone needs to see them, right?
That's true.
Or whoever wants, people want to see them can see them.
Did we already decide are we going to do it? If we do it as a whole,
yes.
Is one thing. If we're going to do it as a committee, then the committee needs to take a look at it.
Exactly.
So we need to decide, are we going to do it as a whole or as a committee? And then we can decide who's going to look at it.
Okay, so at point of order, there's a motion on the floor to create the committee, and a seconded, and I'd like to amend that to say that the committee will be empowered to approve the waivers.
Okay, the local station board. Give it me.
Yes, the committee of the local station board will be empowered to approve the waivers prior
so
to the deadline.
He's saying to form a separate committee, not to have the whole board do it.
Question.
When is that going to be done? Today?
Right.
Prior to the deadline.
Yes, prior to the deadline, because other people might still apply prior to the deadline.
I just gave...
No, I'm sorry. I take that back. They had to apply by the 14th.
Oh, okay. You're right.
Wait, before you hand them out, how many
well, what about waivers that I got today? Does that mean they're late?
Yes.
No.
They were submitted by
yours. They were submitted and then
previously.
Okay.
How many?
15. So there's 17 total.
Can I be recognized?
When we do, but we're going to be public comment.
Wants to know where have these waiver forms been posted?
Where are they available?
No, that's what I want to say. I was going to say that given, you know, that this board hasn't been able to miss to approve these waivers, be exempted, you know, whether, you know, at this time that we can do it today, or somehow, you know, this local decision board is empowered to do it today. These waivers were done actually before the 14th. Our local decision board were not able to meet, so that is not those people's responsibility. It's our responsibility now to approve it. You know, that's what I'm trying to move.
Okay, so are you making a motion, Mr. Arkinson?
Oh, we already have a motion on the floor.
Given the fact that this local station board hasn't been able to meet before the deadline, so be now an extension that these members, these
waivers
be accepted, you know, at this by this board. you know, even though it's out of time, you know, for today.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, well, Mr. Parker, second.
Point of information?
And then you're going.
What is exactly is this motion?
Well, I have... These waivers shall be accepted today by the board.
As
right, you want to accept it
as an exemption that there has not been a quorum for the last 3 months.
That's a real
more.
Yeah, you are just copying up the board.
And I want to make an amendment and that no further waivers will be accepted. Since the date has passed.
From today's, the waivers collected today.
Yes, and okay. Terry had these for a while, so.
Okay.
Yes.
Waivers collected today. Waivers collected at this meeting. That's fine. Includes.
Okay, ask if there's an objection to her amendment.
Is there any objection to Ms. Kaufman? Board members, please. Board members. Sorry, we're almost done. Is there any objection to Ms. Kaufman's amendment that's saying that we will not accept any other waivers besides those brought into this meeting today? Is there any objection? To all 17.
Public waivers. Comment on any of them?
Yes.
Okay, there's no objection? Okay, you're objecting.
Not just a question.
Well, no, let's finish the vote. Can we finish the vote?
Can we do the finish the vote? There's no objection?
I can't vote in the same.
Yeah, she has a question.
Go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
No, there are two different sources. I understand Terry had them before the 14th, and I get that. But two were not turned into the station. They came here today. Wait,
were
they not even the station?
Mr. Reed, Mr. Reed.
These are both dated in May.
In May.
This is May 3rd.
We have not met.
This is May 4th. I mean, you can look at it, but these are ahead of the deadline.
Okay. I mean, if you want to accuse our public of cheating to get into the waiver meeting, I don't think you need to do that. Okay. I don't think you need to go there. If they're applying and they've dated it in May, the amendment was those that were brought here. So, I'm just clarifying, those were... Okay, there are no objections? Okay, so thank you for the amendment. With all those that are brought in, specifically on the say that we won't accept any more after, Mr. Argueta's motion is that we accept all of these waivers as a local station board today. Is there any objection?
Is that without review, without anyone looking at
it? You want to give them time?
We have not met in 3 months to be able to review.
No, but the basis is that we haven't seen them yet.
Justification, I'm just asking
okay.
about
no,
without
I'm
review.
Saying, yeah, we haven't had
You're
time.
Without
so.
Review.
Well, do you want to hold on the vote till they...
I mean, it doesn't seem to...
Well, can we get a motion to extend for 20 minutes so we can review them?
Somebody's looking over.
But the motion says to approve them today, so we're going to
okay.
do it after again.
Can we extend time?
Can we go upstairs and photocopy them? With
well, why don't we just pass them around? Why don't I have people
because,
look at them?
Whoa, can we organize it for? Excuse me. Whoa! Everybody's talking. Okay, we're come up with one decision. If we can get a motion to extend this meeting, we can either photocopy them or pass them around. And yes, we can review them today.
There's so, no need to look.
Excuse me, members of the public, please.
There's no need to look.
Excuse me. We will need to ask
you
to leave.
Get public comment, so why don't you and...
Okay, maybe we can do a public comment while we handle getting photocopies.
How many copies am I supposed to make?
Okay.
Why do we need copies?
One second.
You're not making photocopies.
Okay. Excuse me. There's a motion to... Okay.
What? There's no need for that.
Members of the public, everybody, please, let's keep this organized. We are running short of time. I'm hearing Ms. Kaufman. Please wait 1 second. Thank you. Okay. Excuse me. I have not adjourned the meeting. I am first calling on Mr. Novick.
I have a motion to extend for 15 minutes.
Excuse me, you are out of order, Ms. Kaufman.
Without public comment
and
the completion of the vote, the motion that was under consideration.
It was seconded.
Okay.
Public comment can take 10 minutes.
There is a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Is there any objection to extending for 15 minutes? No. Okay. Ms. Kaufman, go ahead.
How many copies am I supposed to make?
He's a cop. He's going to pass them around.
Obviously. Yeah, as long as the original is not passed.
Well, then let's pass them around. Start looking at it.
No.
That'll make copies so several people can review at one time.
John, can you accompany him?
Thank you.
How many are there? I need to know how many are there.
There's 17.
Yeah, before they take them away, we need to know how many there are.
17. Go ahead.
I know for a fact that these people submitted their waivers way before the 14th. So the issue is not the 14th, whether, and rightly so. This body has been boycotted for several, more than 4 months. So let's be real. Systematically, for many reasons, so the board would not conduct business.
That's right.
So it's not their fault. Those people that are in hardship, in financial hardship, and they cannot either travel to the station or pay $25. And for those reasons is why the Pacifica National Board approved the waiver system. It's for that reason. So the rest is moot, is BS. So let's get those waivers approved immediately so they can be inserted as of April 14th. It's very simple. And they have the dates to prove them. Thank you.
We are meeting members who accept boundaries.
I've been a precinct inspector for the County of Los Angeles for most of the last 10 years. I've never been asked for an ID. Nobody's ever questioned my motives. I get paid and I can't cash the check, but I still get the job without any identification or any questions or any honesty or inhonesty or whether I'm colored or what. And a lot of this election crap about democracy is about eliminating a voter pool. These are 17 people. Are we afraid of 17 people?
Yeah, right.
That was put into the bylaws, the structure of the board approving of jail waivers or whatever, prisoner waivers and such, was to keep the Crystal Cathedral from overrunning us with 100,000 waivers. That's the only reason it's here.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I think Lawrence's original motion makes the most sense and compared to our past practice when I was on the board. We had a committee go over name by name, as Michael said, case by case, not blanket, to verify, often by telephone or in person, that these people legitimately click any waivers. Doing it here just blanket, I think it's sort of a parody. Keep in mind the 14th is the deadline to be a member, but verifying it, verification is still going on of membership. I've had dealt with this issue myself with a couple other people whose donations were lost and therefore had not been verified. So don't confuse the 14th with the election period.
Thank you.
I think Lawrence's motion really made the most sense and it comports with our past practice.
Thank you.
This fee waiver is not for people that are outside on the street. I know some prisoners that received Michael's paper turning time. They received that. They listen to the KPFK, Charlene Muhammad, and other programs. They would like to become a member. So we have to give extension to those prisoners, you know, to become a member and, you know, vote for their own candidate. It's not for us, it's for prisoners too.
Thank you. Right on.
Thank you. Just a quick reminder, so those who have applied, I'm sure Israel has also mentioned that, you know, that in the past there's been a process. And so I'm sure people were not just applying thinking that, oh, this will just be a blanket process. So, you know, that it would eventually be sent through a process, and it just so happens that we haven't had a quorum. And we have elections, we haven't had elections, so we do have to come up with... Yes, Mr.
Lord. Yes, and you know the bylaws also state that it's a procedure that the LSB deems reasonable. We could do what Israel said, and we could also do what Rodrigo said as well.
Thank you. So while we are waiting for that, and we've done, can we get an outreach committee report? Is that they said that that was ready? There's an announcement.
I just need to make an addendum to my previous announcement about replacing John Wenger's LSB seats on the PMB committees. We will also have to replace Lawrence's LSB seats. Lawrence, how many committees are you on? Which committees are you on as an LSB?
Governance, programming.
Finance.
Audit.
Okay, so all together we will have 5 seats available for LSB members to fill on the PMB committees by LSB members. Thank you.
We'll send that in an email also to the board. Mr. Ford, can you please give, are you ready to give a report for outreach committee?
Yes. KPFK Outreach Committee, every Friday we are on the corner of Sunset and Echo Park holding the KPFK banner.
Vigil.
5 to 6:30. And also, KPFK Outreach Committee, we show the movie Long Distance Revolutionary about Abu Jamal at the Echo Park Film Center. It was packed because people, they respect Abu Jamal. And we show the Battle of Alger, we show the propaganda at International Action Center and Sacco and Benzel team, Corona. So we need help, you know, from other people to sign and help the outreach committee to expand, you know, our activity in different areas.
Wait, don't forget the parking lot screening on the 31st of Radicalized Risk. That's our outreach committee.
Can you announce that?
Can you announce
mic?
It, please?
What is it?
The 31st.
The outreach committee will also be sponsoring on the 31st in the parking lot of KPFK a film screening of Radicalized, Sam Slavik's new documentary about the Occupy movement. We are actually charging $15 a seat. They will also go out as premium gifts. It's a good thing because they don't cost us shit.
So
that's a beautiful thing. We are also... as Rodrigo had gone through earlier, hosting an event for the Chicano Moratorium, and that there's a whole bunch of other stuff coming on. So
yeah.
Oh, and co-sponsoring 2 films for Black August with the Black August Coalition.
Excellent. There's a lot going on.
Yeah,
there's a little bit. Things are
hopping. I had asked that the outreach committee announce the performance of If the Shoe Fits.
Oh!
Shoe, S-H-U, is the security housing units. So the 23rd of every month, there's a statewide coordinated actions to end solitary confinement. The next 2 of those will be July 23rd of this month. That's the same night as the outreach committee's meeting again, he said, on a Thursday. But that Thursday night, there will be a presentation of If the Shoe Fits here. It's a staged dramatic reading of letters from prisoners in solitary confinement and members of their families. There'll probably be some people typically in the audience who have been in solitary confinement themselves, and we'll speak about that. That will take place here Thursday night, the 23rd of July, 23rd of August, which is the Sunday, that will be here, that will be, I believe, 7 p.m. 23rd of August, it will be performed in the parking lot at KPFK, and I assume that's going to be a daytime, it's a Sunday, so it'll probably be, we want to do it while it's light, so it'll probably be mid-afternoon to early evening there, like 3 to 5 or something like that, August 23rd. And there'll be one September 23rd where he's talking to the Southern California Library.
Right.
So we're going to take a vote?
Yeah, we just do it.
Okay.
Lawrence is going to
vote. Lawrence, what about, are they still photocopying the...
Yeah,
they're
going to copy.
Okay,
yeah,
is that
them
coming right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, yeah.
Okay.
So, I can make an announcement, too. Unfortunately, everything's happening at the same time, but next Thursday, July 23rd, there is going to be a speaker coming from New York, who spent some time in Crimea, in Ukraine, and to discuss the latest attempts by Washington to create another Cold War with Russia, and also the activities that have been going on. I don't know if people know that when the U.S.-backed forces first had a coup over there, and they put folks in place who put up a Confederate flag in Kiev, and they had some Nazi insignia and Confederate insignia on their uniforms as well. So there's some fascist forces that are being supported billions of dollars by the United States. And so Greg Butterfield is going to be reporting on it this Thursday at the Harriet Tubman Center, and that's at 5278 West Pico Boulevard at 7 o'clock.
Bueno, el announcing too, it's about Nestora Garcia, you know, Nestora Salgado. It's she's a political prisoner. She's the head of the autodefensas, you know, the ones that are fighting against the narcos in Mexico. So she, in the community, she's been in prison for almost 2 years.
Yeah.
So the 26th, there will be a mobilization from the Mexican consulate to ask for her liberation. So Nestora Salgado is actually a well-respected woman. She, that's what actually the two nationalities, and she took the leadership of, you know, the defenses, especially in places, you know, in the rural areas of Guerrero. And so she was actually kidnapped by the army, by the officers of the army and the marines, and Mexican marines, you know, basically. And she's been also doing, you know, like a hunger strike. And she was actually, last month, she was on a hunger strike. So, for 1 month, yeah, basically. So we are asking also to, for those who does know about her case, to ask the government, the U.S. government, to do something too, because she does have, you know, the USA citizenship too, so that will help a lot. She has no money at all. She's the mother of, you know, she's two children, and then very poor people, and indigenous too. So please, whoever can do something, it's going to help a lot.
When's it going to be?
The 26th.
What time? Sunday.
Yeah, it's going to be during the morning, and we're going to try to actually get a hold of her, you know, because she is, she might be able to speak a little bit from the prison. We are working with the lawyers.
But what time?
It's going to be,
going to be the demonstration.
It's going to be actually 2-3 p.m. Yeah, let me find out exactly the time when she's going to be speaking, so I'm not going to tell you.
They wanted time to.
Why are you going to end up not having quorum?
We already have some.
Yeah.
We only need a majority of what would have been a quorum.
We need 11.
So we need 9.
We need 9. Oh. We need 9.
So everybody's going. So can we? We're going to have to go to a vote.
Yeah.
We're. I think we're already almost at the. We're probably already at 20 minutes.
I mean, it just 15.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you. Well, if you need 9, there's a time to ask.
No.
What do
you mean? I mean, the whole meeting goes for this.
That's the last thing we have to do, no?
Yeah, but yeah, we've got to have 9 people.
No, it's not that. It's not
as big as
common.
Oh. Now, can you just take those off? Hi, Kim. We're back. Okay. We are.
Or are they calling the people to find out where they are?
They call the show.
bunch of Homeland Security.
John, what time is your event?
Oh, it's 7 o'clock.
I have to call.
No, the 23rd. Oh, Thursday.
And we have a committee of 9. That's good.
I was thinking that
Bill, you're showing up. You're showing up now. You're showing up now.
They've been shelling Donetsk.
No, and I have been
going to
I didn't mean that though for you.
This guy's not against the soul.
Any OSB members, you can examine the waiver request. Here are the several copies.
Where are the copies?
You want to look at the set? There's the set.
What's the set?
Did you have one of
the He's got one of the dams over there.
It's still on. It's still on.
This is all of them.
We're closing.
I assigned
you.
Okay.
I assigned
you. If you guys want to review waivers, you can start.
In general, membership is a bit of proprietary information. I don't think it's useful. I mean, they don't make the membership list public.
Okay. Are we ready to take a vote?
Well, we guys have to review them.
We are reviewing. There's no much to review. It's only their name and Celeste Chad. Celeste is our friend. We don't. I got Celeste. We don't know her. I talk to her a lot.
I'm going to do a time stamp before the meeting is over. This is the KPFK local station board for Sunday, July 19, 2015. This is the Secretary John P. Gary III. I'm going to do a time stamp at 4:46 p.m. coming up in about 15 seconds. And Mark.
Sorry.
What do you mean?
You probably already have now.
Okay, let me find the schedule. Outreach committee is not. So you are not meeting on July 31st, or are you meeting on both? Which is it? Somebody said July 23rd. Is that correct or incorrect? Okay. No, that's okay. You can change it. I just want to know. Oh, okay. So I have so you're going to have August 13th. So that's 7 o'clock p.m. at the station. Is it usually 2 hours, right?
Several years ago, it basically signed
okay.
Okay, we're ready to go to a vote. Thank you for your patience. And for Mr. Francois's request, there have been copies made regarding the waivers. So we are going to take a vote.
Have the minutes.
Okay. Anna,
how many copies do we have in
it? I don't know.
Three copies and the original.
Okay, so there should be 42 plus 17,
15, 7. Wait, how many? Wait. You're asking how many copies or how many actual waivers?
There's 17 waivers.
How many?
Sorry.
17 waivers.
I'm telling you. Yeah, so there's the originals plus three copies.
Okay. Are we going over the motions that are pending since December?
No, we're voting right now. Excuse me. Okay, board members, please. Voting board members, please. If you are in favor of Mr. Argueta's motion.
Which was?
Which was to, given the time constraint, that we approve as a body this one time, all 17
waivers.
This is as.
And accept the approved
waivers. The submitted waivers shall be approved by the board today. No further waivers shall be considered.
Can you give us the names, please, of the waivers?
No, that's proprietary information. The membership list is not generally made known.
Excuse me. If you're
considered
in favor
or accepted
of accepting these waivers, to those who cannot make it here to these meetings. Oh, wait, is there any objection? Let's find that out first.
Praise,
thank you.
No, but we need to take an actual hand vote.
Okay, we'll take a hand vote. That's good to know, though. Okay, we'll take a hand vote. If you're in favor, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Mr. Blair?
He's still checking.
No, he's no.
Oh, there is an objection.
Okay, not a nose.
Does he need more time?
I think so.
He's looking at a few more. I don't know.
11.
He's almost there.
No.
I abstain. Is that good enough for you?
It's your voice. It's your voice and your vote, sir.
We have to have the no's. Were there any no's?
There were no no's. There were 11 yeses and one abstention. So the motion carries, so these are approved.
Here we are.
And we are adjourned.
And do we need to collect these copies back?
Thank you. We need to collect these copies. Before anybody goes, we need all 59 copies returned.